So, Danielle, happy Mental Health Awareness Week.
Same to you. How are you feeling?
Good. Yeah, I'm really excited with what we've got coming up. So today we've got a special episode previewing a show we're fans of that also talks about mental health, is also covering a bit of COVID content at the moment, and is, yeah, just perhaps a more relevant listen than ever before right now. And that is Phone a Friend, a podcast from George Ezra and his best friend Ollie MN, who each week have a phone call with each other where they talk about their mental health, other stresses in their life, and just how to navigate that, really. And right now, that's particularly convenient because they've been recording this podcast for some time now over phone calls. And right now, that's communication for all of us. You know, digital means is all we have. So it's been really cool to see how it's come into its own. And I think that means they're able to share some really good tips and advice on how you still keep in touch when they're living in different countries. And it's interesting in this clip as well how it's relevant to what we've been talking about as well, because Ollie lives in Spain. So just like your sister, he's going through similar coming out of lockdown and talking about that.
Yeah, it was interesting when I heard him talk about that actually in time zones that they've been permitted to go out in. And I think he said something like, and all the kids have got the best time. General healthy people have got like a 9 till 11 a.m. slot, something like that. Because on the first day, my sister slept in and she was gutted. She was like, this is the first day I'm allowed out in like 10 weeks. And I'm, damn, I've missed my slot. So she had to wait for the next day. So that was quite funny. But yeah, interesting that they... mentioned that, but yeah, I thought it was great. It's great that they're recording their conversations and the content is so relevant to us and our podcast, and it being Mental Health Awareness Week.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, I'm a little bit jealous because we've had to adapt to all these long distance interviews, whereas that was their format already. So it's, yeah, very convenient. Almost like they knew it was coming. If Annie was here, she'd be like, doo, 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 doo. So hopefully our listeners will enjoy this preview. They talk about some really interesting stuff, particularly in this clip, the power of conversation when it comes to mental health. That as scary as it can be to be honest about your mental health, particularly when you're struggling, it really helps connect people and make it easier to work out. You have to create some kind of way of explaining it, whereas when it's in your head, it can just be such a mess. You don't even think there's words for it. And I think we've both experienced a lot of that with this podcast. I'm really prepped whenever I'm asked questions about my own mental health. I'm like, whoa, I've already had all this practice talking about it, professionally and personally. So
you're right. It just goes to show that talking about it is brilliant. And the more you talk about it, the more confident you become with the language. True, it's a tricky subject. And if you've not experienced it, or, you know, you don't really know much about mental health, you do stutter and stumble and you are a bit unsure, like you would be with anything. So it's great to hear, you know, two mates, two guys talking and chatting about it weekly.
Yeah.
In a really informal way. Like, this is no big medical conversation. This is just how you're getting on. How's your mental health? What's going on with you this week? And that's like the coolest thing.
Yeah. And people relate to honesty. It's real. Yeah. You know, we always say far more unites us than divides us. They also answer listener messages as well and offer advice in these strange times, which I've definitely found really illuminating. I've been listening to other podcasts more than ever, and it's been really helpful in trying to get my thoughts together and see, okay, what's resonating for me, because at times it can be really difficult to actually check in with yourself and know how you feel with all that's going on. Our lives are feeling pretty unstable right now. And so actually listening to other people talk about how they're finding lockdown is really helping me be like, oh, okay, that sounds true for me. I think that's how I'm feeling. Almost having to rely on other people to kind of help me figure that out a bit more than normal. So we really hope you enjoy this special preview of Phone a Friend. Of course, if you want to listen to more, you can just search Phone a Friend wherever you get your podcasts, or there'll be a link in the episode description here as well. So we'll get into the preview in a moment. We will be back on Thursday for a very special Mental Health Awareness Week episode called Hope from the Frontline, where we'll be sharing inspiring stories from people that are still going to work to keep us all safe, fed, and as healthy as possible. So for now, we'll get into this preview of Phone a Friend.
I'm answering the phone. It's me, Ollie.
Hello, Ollie. You've answered the phone. It's me,
you
George.
You phoned me. I answered. It works. Perfect. How are you doing right now, George? Right this second.
You know, highs and lows.
Ups and downs. That's how I say it.
I don't know, man. It's been all right. I must admit, I've had a bit of... Oh, it's just that thing. The reason I'm finding it hard to put this into words is because I know we're all having days like this, but I've had a few days of what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And like moments where everything becomes a bit clearer and I'm like, wow, what is this? Mm-hmm. And I have not been like, I don't know, man. It's just, we're really in the thick of it. And it, in, you know, we've been singing the praises of people doing beautiful, wonderful things, you know, at the end of each episode of this, and that's been amazing. And but I think I've just had a few days of being quite overwhelmed by it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny that I've just thought now, what a brilliant thing this podcast is, if for nothing else but just for me and you to go back and be like, oh yeah, do you remember that week when you felt great, and then the week later it all fell on its ass.
Well,
how are you feeling right now?
Right now I'm feeling good. I'm snuggly. I'm in my comfies. I actually just had a nap, believe it or not.
Ooh.
So I woke up from a nap. My girlfriend shook me awake going, Ollie, remember you got podcast now?
It's time to do
podcast. I'm like, okay, yeah. Roll out bed. Made a coffee even though it's 8 p.m. Had a Kit Kat. Talking to my good pal.
Yeah.
I'm loving
it. But oh, do you know what I'm really curious in actually is how were you yesterday?
That's a really good question. Yesterday was Sunday was kind of the first time that we've been allowed to go outside for exercise for an hour. And so my girlfriend and I, the setup here in Spain, I'm in Barcelona, between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 a.m., adults can go out. Then I think 11 till 12 is for elderly or more at risk groups. Mm. And then 12 to 7 is jammy children get to run riot. Oh. And then 7 till 11 adults are allowed out if they didn't go out in the morning. So it's a bit complicated, but... Yesterday, my girlfriend and I went out in the morning for a walk. Sun was shining. We went to a bakery and we were able to... It was like one in, one out, but we were able to buy a croissant and walk around.
I was
going to
say,
that.
What did you go for?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I actually made a huge mistake. I was hoping you wouldn't bring this up, but it's kind of typical classic you to bring it up. But I saw this thing that appealed to me in the moment. Even though when I think about it, like, it doesn't appeal, and it's sort of, I've seen it quite a lot here. It's the closest thing they have to a sausage roll, but it's like a Frankfurter hot dog.
Yeah, I know the ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
in a pastry. And and I think I've probably had maybe two or three whilst living here. And every time I'm like, nah, this doesn't work. It's not good. It sort of looks like it's going to be a real treat. But also it was like 9 a.m. Like, I'm not feeling up for a hot dog.
Yeah, yeah. Granddad, what did you eat during isolation when you were allowed out?
Hot dog, croissant.
Oh, a hot dog in a croissant.
But I mean, still, you know, just being able to go out and go to a shop, like, it felt bizarre. And, everyone was wearing masks and sort of, it is a very strange feeling because, well, one, we haven't been around other people in so long, and two, we've kind of been made to not quite fear one another, but we are very aware that we're supposed to keep a certain distance, and, you know, some people obviously are better at that than others, and I don't know, it's just a very surreal atmosphere. But we started to head back to the flat, and I was just thinking, like, oh, this has been such a lovely morning walk. And do you want to guess what happened?
I guess? Can I have one clue?
It's happened to me before and I talked about it on the podcast. Well, I'll give you a better clue than that. Let's just say a feathery friend decided to make itself, make its presence
did
known.
Did a bird shit on you?
Yes, and even although I was wearing a hat, it managed to aim just to the sort of right so they all just splattered on my arm.
Oh.
And I was with my girlfriend and she just looked, because at first you just get hit with some liquid and quite often hear people like water their plants on their balconies and like water comes down. So I was thinking like, oh, it was probably just that, hopefully. And I turned to look at my arm, but my girlfriend was like, you just get shit on by a bird. And she said it really loudly. And there was this other like couple near us who clearly saw the whole thing happen. And I like looked round and they quickly looked down at their shoes, trying not to laugh.
So did they find like, was there a bit of isolation joy? Was that brought to the couple?
I'm sure. I mean, I didn't get a sense of. I can't be sure if they were laughing at that. Although it's pretty. I mean, it would make sense, wouldn't it? I mean, it's been much better than the preceding week. Mm-hmm. As we talked about, I was having a bit of a tough time up and. There's some of that residual feeling is still there, but I really do think that after our conversation last week, I felt much better. Even, I don't know, it just felt, we constantly talk about how important it is to talk to one another about mental health and stuff like that, but it's sometimes quite hard to even think about what that conversation is or what it looks like, what it sounds like or whatever. And I think that it just, you know, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to get to any sort of answers or revelations, because that's very unlikely, but just the act of sharing it with my good friend Mr. George Ezra.
I am with you there of the sometimes you're not sure what the conversation would look like.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's all balancing act, because I don't think you always want to have the conversation. Like Monday,
well, that's the thing.
Last week.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That it can also sometimes be like, what am I trying to say? So the thought of having the conversation could be in itself like anxiety inducing or whatever, of course, because it might be difficult. And I think for me, it helps to remind myself that it doesn't have to be long and you don't have to solve anything. You just say, this is how I'm feeling. And, you know, the other person can listen to that and say, you know, I hear you. Mm. And that's all you need sometimes. Because it can be scary to think like, or also you almost think, what's the point in talking about this? Because how are they gonna... what are they going to really say? But that's the wrong way of looking at it, because it's the act of just of kind of working through it in a conversation that has its own value, I think.
Yeah. What do you think about this? Because I had a long conversation with a friend today where I talked through something that's been on my mind, and they, when I look back on it, really, I think that conversation, I knew what it was I needed to tell myself about that situation, if that makes sense. It's almost like you need to say it out loud and you need to be given the opportunity to run with it a bit. And almost, because if you internalize it, you're almost not aware of how it sounds, and you can't make the same jumps of like, oh, well, maybe I need to be doing this.
Yeah.
And that phone call that I had today, it really was a friend just letting me feel it out, you know. And it's not like at the end of it, like we've joked about, I'm cured. But it was, you know, I hung up and I had said some things where it was like, that's what you feel, or that's, you know.
Yeah.
You're right. They can't give you those answers, but they can give you the platform to kind of...
the space to...
Yeah.
Well, and also it's almost like they're giving you permission, like a lot of the time, if you're having these kind of internal debates with yourself about things, it's hard to know. You can feel like, you know, some of the stuff you're thinking is not legitimate or whatever, but when you say it out loud and say it to another person and they are, you know, understanding. It kind of legitimizes it and makes it, you can see it in a different way. I think you can get some perspective on it that you wouldn't have if you were just going round and round in your own head.